주진이 집에 얘네 주소진이 와서
So this is the particular time that we are practicing Dharma, right?
주진이 집에 대지 소세 여도다 메다와 가르고르스
라오
로아 주진이 집에 대지 가서 소세 여바다 메다와 아니 소소라 집에 가르고르스
So whenever one teaches Dharma or to listen to the Dharma, so what kind of, you know, quality is required for oneself to teach the Dharma or to listen to the Dharma? So when we talk about listening to the Dharma, it's somewhat different than we are listening to some kind of lecture. Because when you are listening to the lecture, is to just to listen to the lecture, you know, on the day to day, you know, in our day to day life. So teaching the Dharma or the listening to the Dharma is somewhat different than this. So listening to the Dharma is to suddenly one need to, it's important to understand what is being taught. And that alone is not enough again, it is not adequate. But what we need on top of that is to, you have some objective of listening to the Dharma. So you have, you must set some objective of listening to the Dharma.
Ani rani rani ye ro ke che te hi de lan sa na so ge ba ta sa da lan sa ro ani ma ta ya chung shu de ke je se na jo wa shi ma de che de le ya ri se na ta ba ro ta na so ko so bo ba de ge ne ani se je ta ji de de ge de le chu ji shu go ge re sa ge de pe che na so ga ga li ge ba so ni yo ge re sa la
So the least objective of practicing Dharma or the listening to the teachings of the Dharma is to achieve high rebirth in one's spiritual life. And then if you further your objective, or if you enhance and develop furthermore your objective of practicing Dharma, is to gain liberations. And if you again, you know, further your objective, that is what we call the supreme objective, it is to attain complete state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. That is what we must, you know, the third objective is the one that is required for us to set. So here, the practicing Dharma is a Dharma is to primarily focusing on how to develop our mental quality on our day-to-day life. So, you know, I apologize, you know, there are some of them maybe are new and some of them are not really consistent, you know, the audience, but I have to, you know, go through this text fast today. So I'll not be able to go through the detailed explanations as we have covered earlier.
So peche lare de chene peche lo je lare do idir ro je lo de zara ma so zara so no zara tombo do thuya ma re sala.
So it has been more than 4 years since we started teaching Lamrim, but we haven't still, you know, completed even the Sinda Dhamma. It's not even covered the small scopes, the chapter of small scopes. So I'll try to cover myself cover this small scopes at this time. And then so that when next time when you receive the teachings from whoever, so they can, you know, teach you, you know, beginning from the middling scopes. So Rinpoche is actually not only just going to India, but he's almost, he may not be able to come back. For he hasn't been able to, you know, announce to all the disciples, but he was able to announce that he's going back to India, and he may not be able to come back to the Beauty Center, to the Tibetan audience last time.
So I had
asked for my resignation since last year, in August. We had a discussion about that since last year.
So 대양아 타협이 선제 탄제기 된다 제통이 로아 좀 빠오지 영화쇼 대영화 된대는 쇼도 남아다서 하나 로고 제로지 나올지로 되는지는
좀 맞지. So now it's a part of, you know, cultivating our motivations as we normally do when we are receiving the teachings of the Dharma is to, one's sole purpose of receiving the Dharma is to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all the sentient beings. And so may all those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in the 10 directions, may you please bless me to be able to benefit all other sentient beings by listening to Dharma and gaining the state of enlightenment. So let's remain focused on this visualization or meditation.
Dhrigi mipa chipa chi nika na kaan senpa chi yu chi ni ni shang chu lan jirin ba kaas.
So having cultivated this positive motivations, the Dharma that we are receiving, the teachings of the Dharma that we are receiving today is the Jangchu Lam Girin Ba, which is the stages of the path to enlightenment. So all of us, we have a convinced faith and devotions or the belief in what we call the guanzhou, which is the jewel, three jewels in the Buddhist context, we call the three jewels. And the practice or the teachings that we are receiving is a path that leads to the state of three jewels.
드르기 런지를 받대 토마스에서 봤으나 토마 나자기 때문에 런이동 가자기 그런 자갈았어. 대네 아니 지도 소자 양반들의 지래 지도 맞아 달로 소자 시자 양반들의 지라니 자가기 변루 변에 아니 같은 막이 소상이 되냐 시제네 아니 도바로 지래 총 로아 자가기 대네 소데 아니 자갈라 요라 제네 다 대네 아니 벽강제 좀 얼마다 아니 다당가서 전에 대해도 배우 과제에 전화하니 영어 넘어 좀 가지 뭐 선배님이 상처를 아래 잡고 생이 되래스.
So the root of this lamrim, the source of the lamrim is, if we were to trace the source of this lamrim, and we can trace all the way back to the teachings of the Buddha. Buddha Shakyamuni is the one who taught the lamrim to his disciples more than 2500 years ago. And after the Buddha's parinirvana, after 300 to 400 years, then this teachings of the Lamrim is widely spread in India, and many of the practitioners engage in the practice of the Lamrim and gain the high levels of spiritual realizations. And having gained those realizations, then this profound teachings of the Lamrim is then propagated. It is propagated in Tibet, and so that this particular Lamrim teachings that we are receiving is the teachings that is given by the Lama Tsongkhapa in Tibet. So, speaking about the Buddhist teachings, the beginning from taking refuge and up until the state of enlightenment, and it is to say that those teachings of the detail and the precise teachings and the very lucid teachings that we find. It's among the Buddhist, you know, our traditions, we find the Tibetan, you know, the Buddhism constitutes entire, you know, teachings of the Dharma, and very precise and lucid. So if we really take keen interest in learning the Dharma or the Buddha Dharma, so one can find within the Buddha Dharma there are several different categories. One is the very religious category, and one is the philosophical categories, and then logic categories, and so on. So there are many categories that we could find. If we really take a keen interest in studying the Dharma, and later on, when you when you are able to go through all those categories, such as philosophical viewpoint, and then and the logics of the Buddhist logics and so on, then this is very beneficial for all of us. So among all the teachings, we find the most lucid teachings and the precise teachings, not other than Lamrim's. It is, for instance, there's a food that is served on the table that you are ready to take it. So after the Buddha's parinirvana, and the most profound and precise teachings and authentic teachings to gain the state of enlightenment, is we could safely say that the Lamrim is the one that is the most profound and and a precise teachings. So then here again, both the listeners and as well as the teacher who is teaching this Lamrim must cultivate the motivations of benefiting all other sentient beings. In our main purpose of teaching the Dharma, or teaching the Lamrim, or the listening to the Lamrim discourses, is to benefit all others, to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings.
Tambo 다 델레 타지 제제 델레 타지 제사와 제제 대바치발라 손 레전 레치 삼바 제다서 선에 주도 제사시 예 손 다 동벌라니 지선지 뭐 소소시 대 삼바 다 동벌지 사지 다시 소소시 대 삼바 달라야 니지 나 내가 쯧대 바다 내다 리부 때나 배바 아지 다 내다 리부 때나 배바 달라니 까빌레 나빌레 때나 뭐 까빌레 때나 배바 아니 레데제 대바 나예제 대바 대도는 가서 까빌레 때나 배바 아세 대려라다
The Rinpoche recited the outlines of all the chapters that we have covered earlier. And so at this particular point that we have arrived on the fruitions or the fruits of the karma. And then speaking about the fruitions of the karma, there are two kinds. One is the fruit of negative karma and one is the fruit of positive karmas. So at this point, we are focusing on the fruits, effects or the fruits of the virtues or the positive karma.
거듭하시는 가서 내가 가서 고추기 가서기 다 소소기 따와지지요로 요래다 얘나 가서기 나 비전에 시대 가서 수 제발했으나 레지 제발했어. 가서 뭐로 메디 레스 가래 제발선 레카보기 제발했어. 나 바랬어.
So, if we were to ask a question ourselves as a human beings, and how the one have come into being in this existence as a human beings, and the answer to this question is to the karma. You know, we as a human beings, we have taken a rebirth as a human being as a result of karma. And again, result of karma. Karma is also a positive karma, the virtuous karma that is resulted to the human rebirth.
당가서 내지 사자 가르쳐 보았으나, 아니, 저런 쇼마의 야와치 용구 그러왔어. 대유나 레카볼레 주고 그래 나보다 제주에 말했어.
So what it really suggests here is to if we were to if we are to have a desire or the long to have a positive rebirth in our future lifetime, then one must accumulate a virtuous actions.
Kabil and Samba de la any less about the Debus Samba was it, and Debus Samba la Song was a master. Cousin,
you
did it. Oh, Debus Samba. Oh, the show, my dear. Lost. Thank you, Louis. Kabil and Debut, a carrying good, says, Now me, Gioa, Chung and the Chamber, Murdon, Debut Hadans, Concomani, Hachi was.
So let's read through the book now. It is page 238, the last paragraph, starting from the effects of the virtuous actions, right? Effects of the virtuous actions. Since there are three types of effects, fruitional, causally concordant, and concordant, and the environmentals. The fruitional effect is that you were born as a human, a deity of the desire realms, or the deity in one of the two upper realms through small, medium, and great virtuous actions, respectively.
고대보도와 맞죠. 매겨와지 치와기 녀와지고리 디첸여다 디첸히든로 로아 겨와기네 치와기 가르르 콩콩마
So it's very similar to what kind of the intensity of the negative karma that we accumulated, right? So if one accumulated at the most intense negativities, then that negative karma, this will then lead oneself to the rebirth and to the most, the hell realms. And then the next negative karma will then lead to oneself to a rebirth of animal, and so on. In the same manner, when you look at here again, when we talk about the virtuous action or the virtuous karma, there are also at the varieties of the virtuous karma that give rise to its results. So you should take the causally concordant and environmental effects to be the opposite of those of the non-virtuous actions.
The
sutra on the 10 level says,
chubo de da ne khole tra ne jinje da jewa jinje da yi jis da ne ga ba ne ne de jin de bo sa.
So then it says, the sutra on the 10 level says that those who have cultivated this 10, which is referring to the 10 virtuous actions, through fear of secular existence and without great compassion, but following the words of others, will achieve the fruit of Sharvaka. One of the, you know, a liberation, one, you know, category of liberation. There are those who are without great compassion, or without great compassion, or dependency on others. And those who wish to become Buddha themselves, when they have practiced the 10 virtuous actions through understanding dependent arising, they will achieve the state of Pratyekya Buddha.
Sen ja chewe jinje ta thokhe ba ta ans mona che ba ta ans je tha je yong su ma dong wa ta sa je ji shi shin du je wa la mi ne jang de e ma le jang na sha chu sen bi sa ta pa ru de shi ba tha je du bo sa.
So then it says, when those with an expansive attitude cultivate this 10 thought, 10 through great compassion, skillful means, great aspirational prayers, in no way abandoning any living beings and focusing on the extremely vast and sublime wisdom of a Buddha, they will achieve the level of bodhisattvas and all the perfections through the practicing these activities a great deal on all occasions. They will achieve all the qualities of a Buddha. So this is actually giving you, this is, you know, it's actually, you know, how those, in, you know, engaging in 10 virtuous actions can lead oneself to a different results by means of engaging in 10 virtuous actions. And the result of three vehicles. So then once practice really become in association with the great compassion and bodhicitta, then this will become a cause for gaining state of enlightenment.
Nāpa tāngcī tā chī tā yāngvā lē nē, sāngcī jī chū tāngcī chū pa sōng sō. Tē tā lē lāng chū tsēn nī rīpa tā chē bī, shē bā yōng yēn nē shōng yī, sē kā mē bā tāngcī nē sā yī ngō yī jē tāng tēn lā bē bī, dē yū gōng bā jēn shē bā wō sā.
It says, thus I have explained the two sets of the 10 paths of actions, along with their effects. I have explained everything that is unclear in other texts in accordance with the intended meaning of the levels of the yogic deeds and the compendium of the determinations. So whenever, if you look at the Lama Tsongkhapa's writings particularly, all his, you know, the works, you know, his whatever the text that he has composed is always rooted to the text of the Indian pandits that's written by the Indian pandits.
데레 또 안 데레 근데 좀 코로이 콘뚱이 콘뚱이 되시지 저거나 자주 저절로 또 저러와 다 냥래라고 지지고는 시시 저러는 건데 가담을 아마 저저저 좀 야이
so when when you look at the Lama Tsongkhapa's you know texts and most of the all of his texts is rooted to the source of his texts are all are rooted to the Indian source the great written by the great Indian pandits And so when it comes to the practice of the experiential practice of the realizations of the practice, then it is always rooted to the practice that is done by the Kadampa masters.
생원의 동생에 대해서와 자가이 자연생에 대해 맞춰 나서 쪼바쪼쪼 전에 삼아서 조심치로 자연생에 들어와 쪼바쪼쪼 전에 비타고 되는
So it's a very authentic and such a you know immaculate text, you know the Indian text, because their texts are not just by composed by one person and regarded as a great text, but rather they're composing the text, they will not compose the text until it is really done by going through all this analysis, such as you know debates. And arguments and so on. So it's a very, very, very authentic text that, you know, when we talk about the Indian text, it's a really immaculate and it's a very wonderful text. So in terms of, you know, training one's mind and then particular practice, and there's no great practitioners than the Kadampa masters.
어디지?
So then the next is a presentation of other classification of karma. The other classification of karma are presented in two parts.
그래서
Two parts, the distinction between the projecting and completing karma. So here, you know, we talked about this projecting karma and the completing karma. So what is meant by projecting karma? Is the projecting karma is a that is a cause for one's future life. What kind of future life that one may have is determined by this projecting karma. So when it comes to the completing karma, then even one has taken a rebirth in a human being as the projecting karma, which is the virtuous karma that you are born as a human being. And yet at the same time, you're always bounded by those sufferings, such as, you know, physical and mental sufferings. And that entails that though you are projected by the virtuous karma and taking a rebirth as a human being, but your completing karma is again negative here. Because all the suffering that you have, experiencing the sufferings, are again what we call the effects of the completing karma. So this is, if you understand what is meant by projecting and what is meant by completing karma, then you know you will understand you know all these chapters when you read through the text, then you will be able to understand.
So
So karma which is reserved will be definitely our only possible experience. The distinction between the projecting and completing karma, although the karma that projects rebirth into happy realms into virtues and karma that projects on the rebirth into miserable realms is non-virtuous, there is no such certainty with regard to the completing karma.
Mani de de je de go do de je de re do de ro gi ge ma re ge ve de ro phe ge ma do ge ro phe ge ma re se ro ye ma ge wa gi ge ro phe ge ma do ge wa phe ge ma re se ge ma re
se then it says non virtuous action create even in the happy realms such effects as not having complete limbs. In other words, it says that the virtuous actions will always give rise to happiness as its result or its effect, and the non-virtuous action will give rise to the sufferings as its effect. So non-virtuous actions create even in the happy realm such as such effects as not having complete limbs, fingers, or the sensory organs, and having an unpleasant color, or the short lifespans, and many illness and poverty. So then further, virtuous actions create, consummate wealth even for animals and hungry ghosts. So this being the case, there are four sides of the relationship between being projected and being completed. So it's quite clear if you to look at the different situation that we have, we as a human beings, and there's no question that our the rebirth that we have is a positive or the virtuous actions or the virtuous karma. Yet at the same time, we have all kinds of experience that we have is all kinds of mixtures that sometimes we have we experience happiness and sometimes we experience sufferings. These are all in completing karma. And so our completing karma is somewhat mixture of both virtuous and non-virtuous that give rise to the mixtures of your experiences such as suffering and happiness. So among lives that are the result of the virtuous projecting karma, they are both result from the virtuous completing karma, and then from non-virtuous completing karma. Among the lives that they are result of the virtuous projecting karma, they are both result from a non-virtuous completing karma and from virtuous completing karmas. Asanga's compendium of knowledge, Abhidharma Samucha, says to understand that the virtuous and the non-virtuous action project brings to completion birth in the happy realms and the miserable realms. Projecting karma projects a fruitions. Completing karma is that by which in a rebirth you experience the wanted and unwanted.
다 저래 세트 로그인다. 기발에 간다 티건 기발. 저래네 저래에서 지기 저와 지편어 와서 연수 조반 에 연수 에 조지 가서 연조 세바 타마이 타마이에서 셀레지 저와 지편 타마 메페라서 조절로 타마 여바다 되매장 지메페바 시에도서 끼네 띠레네서
So then the treasure of knowledge, the text, explains that a single action projects the single rebirth and does single rebirth and does not project many rebirths. There are many completing actions, but many projecting actions do not project a single body. The treasure of knowledge says one projects one rebirth. Those that brings about completion are many.
Kinle de le de che. Leji ge leji phe bi le chang ye la sa. Leji ge lu de ma phe bi le chang ye sa. Le de me lu ji phe bi le chang ye che. De le de me lu de ma phe bi le chang ye do xie song de. Je pa le ne, je pa le sa. Leji ge ji ji ge che ji kho ne na me ji. Sabe sowa dance, let it serve to me, Namija Sabe sowa dance, let it get it mumbi, Gibi Niji, Sabe Yan sowa dance, Mumbu Pinsi Tuni, Serve Gini Gidu Gibi, Sabe Yan sowa la Sieto also.
So then here, Paul, let's read through the text again. The compendium of knowledge, there is a karma. Where a single action projects one body, there's a karma where a single action projects many bodies. There's a karma where many actions project a single body. There's a karma where many actions project many bodies. And the commentary explains, again, commentary that's written by the Asangas, four types of karma, respectively, as a single instant of actions nourishing a seed of only a single lifetime's fruition, and that action nourishing a seed of many lifetimes fruition, and many instances of an actions again and again nourishing a seed for just a single body, and many mutually dependent actions repeatedly nourishing seeds for the many bodies of succession of lifetimes.
지난달에 맞으러와 되나 편지지 레지지 저 뭐 패바 열에서는 열에로와 편지지 레지지 저 지지고 패바 열에서는 열에 빼나 맞어 지 예빠 서제산에 뱀에 제가지 저 가자 패바를 생겼던 게 요알레로와 편지지 레지지 저 뭐 패바 열에 레지지 저 지코로 패는 저바 열에서로와
So what it's really saying here is one projecting karma can result one result, in other words, in your future life, one future lifetime. And then also having said, and similarly, the one projecting karma can result, the result of the one projecting karma can again, will be, experienced not only one lifetime, but also the many future lifetimes, the subsequent future lifetimes as well. That's what it means. So among the 12 links of dependent originations, first 12 links of dependent origination comes ignorance. And after the ignorance, it comes the volitional act. And this here, the volitional act here refers to the projecting karma. So once you have reached the path of seeing, which is the path of Arya, the first Bhumi, so then it says you will not accumulate the projecting karma, but you will accumulate what we call the accomplishing karma, but not the projecting karma. So there are a lot of explanations is required, but due to the lack of time, so I'll not go through all these explanations.
다 뇽왕에 비 뇽왕에 바다 망에 비 레네 사유 응어젤레 소도와
So the karma whose result will be definitely or only possible experience the level of yogic deeds is
뇽왕에 바세디 되베 뇽왕에 발 고고로와체 다자
So here the result of your karma there are two kinds of result that One result that is definitely, it is certain that you will experience that result of your karma. The other is possibly, which means it is not really certain, that not necessarily a definite that you will experience the karma, the result of your karma. So, here, when we talk about, definite, result, is again, if one engages in certain actions or accumulates certain karma, and then the result of this karma is certain, you are the one who actually experienced the result of that karma. So again here when we talk about definitely, it is not necessarily that you actually will experience the result of that karma. Because though you have accumulated a karma, the cause, it's all completed. Everything is completed that is ready to, giving rise to its result. Yet at the same time, if one is able to engage in the practice of purifications, what we call the Nyambuto, which means the four forceful opponents, then it is due to the condition of the forceful opponents, then it will prevent the giving rise to this, it will prevent the coming into in existence of this result. So, the levels of the yogic deeds is karma whose result you will definitely experience is that consciously done and accumulated. A karma whose result you are not certain to experience is that consciously done but not accumulated. The same text that sets forth the distinction between the having done karma and having accumulated karma. So what is karma that you have done, an action that you have thought about, or that you have consciously set into a motion, either physically or verbally?
Lehde tabi ki mabu kari yena ten sikiri lada. Te mara yena so, shi yu neju jide da na ruwa, shi neju jide da na ji ji sa che kanga shepa po leya ruwa sa lada. Mune jena, nga so ki kuala taji shi uche goya ruwa.
So, it is, in fact, we really need to analyze and, apply a very critical scrutiny of this karma. It is worthwhile to, scrutinize this karma or effects and accumulations, karma and so on, because both environment and living beings therein are all a result of karma.
So, then lomba de la chaja na lomba de legi sonjori lomba de me legi sonjori salasona ro mana hobu kacha na jena ngo chi chi ma ro.
So here again, if we suddenly talk about a particular environment such as America is a result of karma, and if you think right away, again, it's something that is unbelievable. It is beyond our, you know, our belief and our belief beyond our you know, it is beyond our conceptualizations. We cannot conceptualize how this particular environment, such as America, is a result of karma.
데네라 데레가 손자네 주셔서 사바 용해데 리 콤바데 철원 레정어게 철원라 롱어시 원체 지여데서라서나 코 페지 이치지 말했어라 와 레정어게 코로 콤바데라 차소 놓으셔 용어세 지여데서
So if I were to say that this particular you know the Buddhist center that's the house that we are in is a result of one's own karma that we have accumulated. So you have, as a result of one's own accumulation of one's previous karma, that you have a right to utilize this house or the center. Then, if I were to say that, you know, you may not be able to believe, and you may not be able to, conceptualize.
아, 대수 마스 로에다 셰바다 사바니기 체바생이 더 셰사세 데니 체바니 데니레서 셰빌레 강신나서 도데 사바 사데 링아기 꾀네 한바 강이 바오사 셰빌레 생이데
So the center is set for the distinction between the having done karma and having accumulated karma. So what is karma that you have done? What is karma that you have done, and action that you have through about or that you have consciously set into motions, either physically or verbally.
So
what is karma that you have done? Here, referring to the karma that you have accumulated, deliberately with the strong motivations.
The sabilenes, shesar, or sabilene, novatumatoba tes, deta tes, chubonuna tayotu.
So, karma that you have accumulated is not included among the following the types of actions.
Melody Sheba dance, Masheba Sheba dance, Sanje Miba Sheba dance, Tapo Miba Jincha Miba Sheba dance, Noah Sheba dance, Jeba Sheba dance, Medejin de Sheba dance, Ranjit Lundu Madeba, Jepe Sewa Sheba, Sewa dance, Neposaba, Neposab Sewa des, Nobajuba de da Mato Bile Jekainba also.
So action types of actions and actions done in dreams, those done unknowingly, those done unconsciously, and those done without intensity or not continuously, those done in error, those done for gratefully, and those done without wanting to, those naturally, ethically natural, or those eradicated through regret and those eradicated with remedy.
So
karma that accumulated but not done or not executed its action is such as when you, for example, when you have a dream, and whatever the action that you may have, whatever the during the process of dream that you are doing a lot of things, right? You are indulging in a lot of different actions, and those are said to be a karma that is the actions. Those actions are said to be accumulated, but not executed its actions or not done.
다가지 변화로와 사비 사비 레인소나 자기다 되는 거는 레샤기도와 마사비 레에서나 차지 메비고는 레샤고도
so the accumulated here the accumulating karma is the karma that is done through motivations it's a motivated actions
그래도
that you have will reading through the text again karma that you have accumulated is remaining actions the ones not included in these 10 types of actions, karma that you have not accumulated, it's just the 10 types of actions indicated
above. Pena kandijil hawa yinaro, kandijil hawa nesanare, kaje, pena penje de zoje, keche shise sona, tena de yimse de jishi roa. Any sheba dan saba se de kare yimba jishi sona, any woden jishi de susugi tsai tachan jiraguro. But kare sheba din hama wachan and jishi kase joshan kualegman.
So it is here in this particular chapter we talked about the karma that is done. And not accumulated and accumulated not is done not done. So this you know we need to understand. And then projecting karma and then completing karma is the other one that we need to understand. That's what is meant by projecting karma and what is meant by completing karma. What is meant by karma that is done? What is this meant by karma that is accumulated?
So at the
monastery, so in this, when we go through the debate, and there are a lot of you know arguments will take place, and you know. Setting up possibilities and then syllogisms and so on. So it's a lot of this topic is one of the you know again complex topics for to debate.
맞음 야론으로와 메인은 아니 배반이 그거 레베스 아니 그거 레스에서 좀 정확하게로와 맞습니다 저거로와
So for
This is
an example of how the Tibetan Buddhists, you know, debates are done by the practitioners or by the monks and nuns at the monastery. Is one will deliver a question by saying that is it necessary that someone is if a human being is that is if someone is being a human being. Then it is necessary this person be a Tibetan.
And then the
person who is answering the question, if he or she said that, yes, it should be a Tibetan, then another question comes, like, the American is Tibetan, because they are human being too.
So this is
the way they learn how to debate at the monastery. So there are three possibilities, which is Muslim and Muji, which is like four possibilities and so on.
Lenchi Kona Sheshi, Tenejang, Jopadang, Nimiji Santra, Bojone, Pombi, Domba, Lani, Shinto, Soma Sheba Dansa, Nome Macheban, Jitembi, Chadeja, Sabin, Nyamibazan, Jitel and Debi, Lange, Sabin, Yandova, Chomba, Wosa.
So let's read through the text again. the compendium of determinations, the text says, presents four permutations between karma done and karma accumulated. So killing that is karma which you have done but not accumulated is seen in the following case: that done knowingly, that done in dream, that done done unknowingly, that done in dream, that not done intentionally, that which another person force you to do against your will, and that done only once and then regretted, and that much less ended upon assuming a vow to give up killing after overcoming that desire to kill by means of deep understanding of its faults, and that whose seed you weaken before its fruition can start by means of spreading from worldly attachment, and that whose seed you have actually destroyed with the supermundane parts of the elimination.
Rwa nami jinyam eba shengi chadeji lang se sun le su na ni sante jingo ji tang dupi nyamu tisi nyimi tang kong kuma jeji ji le tenu yo rwa le se yon le kong kuma jeji ji ni kasa nyam ju se kruwa kong je tenu sante jingo ji tenda la su ba ye ni chadeji jini sabi nyam eba zo warima da sabi pangba jeba ma rwa ta dunyu dupi da dami dupi lo tada ki sabi zo wani ni pangde ni mebo zo kruwa teni tamani di kuma di mungu wa kima da.
So it's actually destroyed with the super mundane part of eliminations. You're referring to the cause that will cause that give rise to the rebirth in the heightened state of existence, such as the upper desire realms of the deva realms, the upper deva realms, and what we call it is the second level of the meditative absorptions of the deva realms. But it says again, this karma is accumulated by means of suppressing the delusions, not necessarily that uprooting the delusions. It is due to the suppression of delusions one is able to take the rebirth in those states.
Na sala ma je pa ne so do ande ko de mulu ta de mulu shang da sala ma je pa ne che so re so cha se bi she re yi rin bo je se to ji xue ba xie ban xie ba xie la sa so ne ma je ba wo sa de re.
So killing that is karma that you have accumulated but not done is seen in the following case. So you investigate and analyze for a long time in order to kill a living being, but you do not kill it.
Ta shela saba ne sa ni khama ni le ma do ba so jue ba tang je do sa ta sang jin de se ba de ro.
Killing that is karma that you have done and accumulated is seen in all the killings not included in the previous two permutation killing that is karma that you have neither done nor accumulated is whatever is not included in this in the above three.
Tiyan che de megwa chi yin no yi so che ba la pe jan xi yin ba ta ti men che yi ma xin ba len ba ne nga chi che pa de
It says, and also understand in the same way as appropriate the non-virtuous actions from the stealing through the senseless speech. Then it says the three mental non-virtuous actions do not have the second permutation, and within the first permutation there are no mental actions that are not intentionally done, nor are there any that you are forced by another to commit.
Pichi yi ji sumbo dhile, ji le yu di kurung yonsu zubu shesha tsambi lenda wu ji le yu goya sari ma du, dhwa ji tsang na ma zang, bina na sen che shu sen na jen yi zingon du na sen che jie sike me wa rwa, lo ta yin na le jen ji zingon lo ta che jie sike me wa. Te che di, pichi yi ji sumbo dhile, kandri ji le na shesha tsambi lenda le yu goya sari sala shu dhan di sari.
So, what it really says here is when it comes to the accumulations of karma, with regard to three mental non-virtuous actions. Uh-huh. So it is both complete, karma that is done and accumulated. Uh-huh. Because those three mental non-virtuous actions, it's not really forced. There's no way that someone will force you to do that, because it is mentally that you yourself is, embracing those mental attitudes, such as, wrong views, covetousness, and harmful thoughts, and so on.
The logic is inside you, right? Methods it depart. He just want to see the logic looks at it. Time on rolling down. You want me, but I'm driven you want me be near be did you go in a song or answer or Lela, Chedamaso, Giro, Tonjan, and Jenna, and the Jenna, and Jelly, the Ketteria. You want me, but I'm driven you want me be did you go in a song or answer.
From the viewpoint of the time at which you experience a result, there are three types of certainty of experiencing result of karma: experiencing it here and now, experiencing it after taking rebirth, and experiencing it at another time. So when we were to ask the questions of when you will experience the result of one's karma, the karma, whatever the karma that we have accumulated, and the answer to this question is depending upon the intensity of the karma, and how intense that karma that you have accumulated. If the particular karma that you have accumulated is very intense, then this result you will experience the result in a very lifetime. And if not very lifetime, then your next lifetime. And if the karma is not that intense, then the result will be experienced your very next lifetime and the subsequent next lifetime, and so on. So those are the three times of the time that you experience the result of your karma.
Next lifetime and subsequent lifetime.
So karma that you experience here and now is the effect of actions which ripen in very lifetime in which you do the actions. So there are eight such types of karma mentioned in the levels of the yogic deeds. So non-virtuous action that you have done with a predominant attached attitude of looking after your body, resources, and its existence, and the virtuous action that you have cultivated with a predominant attitude of not looking after this. So this eight types of the karma is the explanation is given in association with both virtuous and non-virtuous karma.
당연히 미기 제바티 차스물 오셔야다. 대제도 생제라 뉘세 시체와 당스 진지진 생 펜생 시체와 당스 영고조 달라마라 주바 쿠신에서 샴바 무즈비 삼베네 메게와 체델라뇽라스 라 펜도바시바네 즈비 삼바시체와네 게와 체델라뇽와 제베 사이 응제레 손소 제델
So then in the same way, non-virtuous actions that you have done with an attitude of strong malaise towards living beings, then virtuous actions that you have cultivated with an attitude of deep compassion and helpfulness, and non-virtuous action that you have done with regard animosity towards the three jewels, gurus and the like, virtuous action that you have cultivated with an attitude of deep faith and belief in this, non-virtuous action that you have done with an attitude enmity towards those who have helped you, such as parents, gurus, an attitude of not repaying them for what they have done, and virtuous action that you have cultivated with a strong attitude of wishing to repay those who have helped you.
그래서 내가 좀 그래서 레사비 것을 유일본에 떠치와다 라마당 파마드살라로와 라마당 대다 유대지 전에 자시위 전에 있는 예파에 나리 배연의 시와요레스 아니 파마 세대 소소로 가진 체위 전에 파마다 비주 아니 유대 가사 예파에나 기화에나
We talk about this, you know, the weightiness of the karma, how weighty that karma will be depending upon the karma that you have accumulated in relation to the basis, such as you have accumulated karma, the negative karma in relation to three jewels, one's parents and so on, then it will be this karma will be more intense because of the preciousness of the basis. And then similarly, if you accumulate karma, the positive karma or the virtuous karma in relation to those bases, such as gurus, three jewels, and so on, then your virtuous karma will more intense. So then the karma that you will experience after you have been reborn is the effect of action which you will experience in the second next lifetime.
지단 그 고대보여로 와서 통출로 예시디 세들 여바 고고 대진 가서로 와 이제 통출로 여와시디 로와 제는 요지시디 지신의 제로 대디까지요 가르요 월세디 도대원의 지도와
So the karma that the result of the karma that is the result of the karma that you may experience in your very lifetime that is we talked about earlier that is the most intense it again depending upon depending upon the intensity of the karma that you have accumulated, the time of its fruition, so the results, whether it will be resulted within this lifetime or the next lifetime or the subsequent next lifetime.
그래서 따뜻 대기 메시가 가서 비비 시즌에 열어로 콜라드들이 두번 중에서 요크들이 두대 재송하세요. 들은 모시에 열어로. 근데 저는 따뜻 대기 메시만도 통신 연결하고 시에고 열었다가지.
So we're not. Pretty sure whether that is accurate or not, but the Tibetan have a saying that when someone is going through a bad situation, so we said, oh, you know, he will have this kind of situation because what he has done in his lifetime. So we're not very sure. Again, whatever the experience or the situation that person is having is a result of whatever the karma that he have accumulated at this lifetime or the previous lifetime. That's not certain though.
다제네 뇨제네에서 체니발라 레베뇽아 오스 데르로.
So the next life is a karma that you will experience at the time is the effect of actions which will ripen in or after the third lifetime.
제 동부대 가서 다 대체대로 와. 세니바대 지와시마대로 와.
어
대지. 다 레러젤은 요한 조와 대대 대가나 조도. 레러젤은 요한 조와네 세 손밥 세인체도 배바오. 배바 조와오.
So next life is on the very next lifetime and another one is the third lifetime.
어 대지. 레러젤은 요 대지. 다 오나 가르사는 게미기게 레모보 줄라 여바 나메지 레 나메지 추네사 알레 티티게 제네 드베뇨 시티 조스 다 오나 콜라 게와타 쳔모이 메게와타 쳔모이 나 그 레보 간네 요구레 세케체지 여러 디게
드와네기도 So the next is the question it says the way in which the many virtues and non-virtues karma that exists in your mind stream ripen in as follows. Ripen is as follows. So if we were to ask a question here, for instance, within my continuum, I have a variety of the karma, both negative and positives. So both the virtuous karma and non-virtuous karma are equal in number, equal in its force, and equal in its intensity. Then what kind of rebirth that I may have in the future? So this will then explain in the text very clearly. So it says, whatever karma is weightiest will ripen first. If the weights are equal, then whatever karma is manifested at the time of death will ripen first.
디스양 고지지어 당고되지 다요소 양 대연자나 이제 강 공부시지와 되오사
So if this is also is the same then whatever karma you have predominantly become habituated with will ripen first
변은 늘어들어 변은 간 내지를 다다 겨와도 매겨와니가 돼 슈치모냥도 집에 지장 여바지 당아 치카텔라 아니 게센 슈치모지 해서나 동부 아니 게빌레데 빈도고레 티카톨라 지가지 너부 타도로 슈치모지 해서나 매겨와데 기 동부 매게니 손 당샤 그래 다니 그 뭐도 지세 데리
So what he's saying here is way to call it what if for instance if I have the equal the mixture of karma the intensity of the karma both virtues and non-virtues within my continuum, my mental continuum, which result will ripen first is again determined by what kind of karma that is manifested at the time of one's death. Mm-hmm. For instance, when at the time of my death, and if I'm able to generate some kind of virtuous thought, then I will have though those two karmas are equal in its intensity, but I will have a fortunate rebirth or the positive result in the future, and vice versa. You know, if I have generate a hatred or anger at the time of my death, then the result of negative karma will ripen first. So then again, at the time of one's death, too, then again, if both, you know, the manifestation of the virtuous and the non-virtuous karma are equal, then which one will ripen first? Because both of them are equal, you know, in terms of its intensity. Then whichever that is more habituated with, if I'm more habituated with the non-virtuous actions, then the virtuous result will be ripened first,
uh-huh.
and vice versa.
영 공부당 뭐도 해봐도 강간장 소나 가르치고 있어서나 아니 레대로 추세지 매겨와 레대 근데 사도에나 너무 매겨와 되면 로그래 로아 추세지 그러니까 까마 까체 카시지 레 매겨와 되면 사야나 매겨와 되면 로그래 다 간제 한시 차도 로도 유일한 형이 차네 그 차선이야도 야
So then again here again not only the intensities and the weightness of the karmas are equal and but also the manifestation of that you know, virtuous and non-virtuous thought are equal at the time of one's death, then the result is, then again, you will experience the result, whichever the karma, whether that is non-virtuous or the virtuous karma, that is accumulated, you know, accumulated earlier, will happen, you know, happen the result. So we, you know, take very serious and very, you know, importantly, you know, suggest people when someone is on the process of dying, on the state of death, and it is important to, you know, give them some advice of the virtuous advice, in other words, or lead them and their mind towards the virtuous thought. That's very important. So according to the tantric, you know, text, Kusumlamkhya, which is taking the three bodies into the three kayas, that is the name of the text, is a tantric text. It mentioned that it is important not to touch when someone is on the process of death. It's very important not to touch the person's lower part of the person's body, because according to this text, it says, whenever you touch the body, someone's body, someone is in such a state, then their consciousness will be then, transferred from that lower part of the body that will lead this individual to the lower realms. So it is always suggested that we should not touch the lower part of that individual's body. It is okay to, touch the upper part of your
about
that individual's body, but not the lower part of
the
body.
Uh-huh. Then the shu chanson che then shin de tai nan shin ma do maybe gou ji le de da da de ke xie de. Shu chanson che sa wa ji shin de tai nan shin ji guo ma do maybe gou ji. Nga song da de ji tian bi ta me le chi cha le kono ra ta ne che wu le da shin de tai nan shin de de.
So here we are talking about the individual whose gross level of consciousness are all exist ceased, and a cessation of their entire gross level of consciousness. But what does exist still is that there is what we call innately born subtle consciousness. It still exists within this individual, and that this is what we are talking. Well, this is the time that we are talking about. It's important not to touch the person's individuals. Oh, sorry. So when the individual is in such a state where all the gross level of consciousness are seized, that is clinically death, but there's still the subtlest, innately born subtlest consciousness still exists. So in the Buddhist point of view, this person is not yet, you know, a dead, because his or her consciousness is still not yet transferred. So it is that stage we find a lot of practitioners can remain in the meditative postures.
Jitte thame ba yena la ngepa de khana phese shabo song se de sondu tene da yina kanshi kanje shabu sondu dewe yana mena kanje tene ji shibi ne gosala kanla laba cha sona nashi de ti ji chua de le ne shulo chua de de peche ni sarao.
So it is also said that not only the practitioners but also like ordinary beings for like ourselves, it says that the most subtlest consciousness will still exist within us for 3 days, even after, you know, you are declared clinically dead. And so therefore it says it's very important not to touch the lower part of this person's individual's body.
ピチティジョアテレジェソンデデレドアペナガソイデラダンジンヨロチュジダンジデカザダンジセゴロポンボポンボデバトバンジバタンガデバトバンジバニボデトマポンボデバトバデノモヨゴレスセディチバシェネリゴヨナロセディチバテチェネアナドジェントメデチヨマロカゼダンジニジチェネヒヨンディソマカザカズチュジダンジトマチェ Then a Kazakh does it, Pound to Tomaka and Dennis, then a Kazu to Kazichirin Sanishi, Kazitelo Kwach and Emin, yes, on Gorda. Kazi Toma Kazaki does it, dancing in the Toma Rangila, Karajo, Tobachigar season, Chuji does the chigger, yes.
No.
Digital Kazan does the chigger, Salay over.
So, this will, you know, make you more. Comprehensive, you know. If we can explain about the grasping at self, grasping at self or person, and grasping at self or phenomena. So, in terms of the sequential arisal of those two, graspings, which is grasping at self of person and grasping at self of phenomena. So, grasping at self of phenomena. Come into existence before the grasping itself.
The 대인 인치지 대대진 이와이나 토마 야라 강연로와지레 시바지제 니 대나 가용고로와 마도로와 베나 토마 토마 하세니 요알 가여와지징아 게동비서지 미도 제고다.
So this is my personal, you know, feelings or my personal thoughts that I'm sharing with you all is the way I say this the self of grasping at self phenomena is generated prior to the self grasping of self or person, is because when the individual is given birth by one's mother, the individual's mother, then this person has a strong sense of I. Still, you know, right from the beginning of the person's birth, they have a strong sense of I. But again, the arisal of the sense of strong sense of I, or grasping at I, it again derives from the mind,
uh-huh.
which is depending upon its aggregates such as limbs and so on. So in this with this regard, then I feel that grasping itself of phenomena is generated prior to grasping itself of person.
The Luigi Tamepatella, Nada, Iowa, you, Jechichella, could not to buy in the Deva to buy in and see Rashu Jehovah.
And so, such individuals, when ever you have a grasping at self of person, and self of I or the self of mine, and so on, then this will lead, to the flourishment or the strengthen. The clinging onto the self of I and self I and mine.
Tangani lawyer deshasma the lawyer ni jami. Toa nami jime lawyer maro nami jitsi ni jami jeshi jime lawyer maro sansoda. Roa kanchi wa de thoma bien no as roa. Jia jia na chi di na kango ya de lawyer roa.
Kango.
De ya jia na gomba shi chi wa de wo de lawyer.
De lawyer.
De ya jia na. Thomas Shepard, Hola Mendes. digital loading side.
So the fourth one, which is, if this is also the same, we talk about the habituated and predominant, right? So if these two are also the same, then if the then whatever the karma you have done first will happen earliest. As is cited in the Treasure of Knowledge auto commentary, as to the action that give rise to the secular existence, there are those that are weighty and those that are near, and those to which you are habituated, and those you did earliest. Among this, the former will happen first. So let's do the dedications. So the dedication is as follows. Right from the beginning this time up until now, I am wander within this cyclic existence, or within this unenlightened existence, because of not being able to understand or understood or between what is virtuous actions that needs to be done and what is non-virtuous that need to be abandoned, without having understanding of this law of causalities and so on, I have trapped within this unenlightened existence. So, so today, by means of this, receiving the teachings of the Lamrim, I'm able to at least understand what is meant by karma and law of causalities, and that enables me to generate conviction to the karmas and appreciation to karma and so on. So I will try my best to engage in virtuous actions to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings, all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas from the 10 directions. May you please bless us to be able to do this.
So if we decide to have one session, having another teachings
next Friday, next Saturday, then we'll have one session rather than two sessions, and we'll just have one session and cover this as small scope chapter. Mm-hmm. Which means one session means that we break between an hour, right? So we'll just do a 1 hour. So it depends on your convenience, and look at the time and how the length of time that you need. Jin sa dong lang jie yin den ro zu.
Zombo shishiro do go